Hi, Brian. It's Sky Daniels from KCSN in Los Angeles.
Hi, Sky. How are you doing?
How have you been?
Not too bad. I had a bad cold, and I'm gradually getting over that. We've had a few good shows on the East Coast, so it's been overall really good.
So this is an exciting time. I have to ask, at this stage in your career, and obviously throughout your entire career, you have a sense of purpose. When you make a new album, and, you know, I guess what I'm referring to is the muse has to come to Brian Ferry. Yeah. Talk to me about how the muse appeared on this new record and what went into you deciding what music you were going to make on the new album.
Well, the record was made over, you know, a period of time because I've been touring a lot in the past few years, and I've been kind of recording whenever I've had breaks in between tours, and so it's kind of, it's been a bit fragmented in that respect, but I don't know, it's what I do, and each song has its own particular life, you know, and whether it has a particular muse for each song, I don't know, but a lot of the songs are kind of love songs, and kind of songs that are kind of one-to-one rather than me preaching to a crowd, as it were. You know?
You've always been a true romanticist in that regard, and certainly everything about both your songwriting craft, your unique interpretation when you do covers of songs, and your image, you've always had a strong romantic appeal. The I imagine part of, at this point on this album, with an array of artists, and I'm going to run down some of the artists that you engaged for this record: Johnny Marr, Mark Knopfler, Nile Rodgers, Flea. You went real old school for us with Maceo Parker and Ronnie Spector and Marcus Miller. I mean, when you assemble artists of that musicianship and stature, I guess they have to inform the work themselves as well, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, I was, you know, hope they're going to give of their own personality, you know, and play themselves, as it were. But they're very good at responding to the music that I have down on tape, because they normally play to something I've already got there. And I choose kind of people who I guess have a similar sensibility, you know, people whose work I really like. And with some of them are people who I've had a kind of long association with. I mean, I've worked with Nile on several records since Boys and Girls back in 83, 84. Same with Marcus Miller. So I've got a real kind of continuity with those people. And same with Johnny Marr, I suppose. I worked with him on Bête Noir some years ago, and we just get on really well, all of us, you know. Ronnie Spector is somebody I was a huge fan of. All those records she did, you know, with the Ronettes, with Phil Spector, fantastic music. And also Maceo Parker. I was a big fan of James Brown, and he's a fantastic player too. So I've been very fortunate in grabbing people when they've passed through London, you know, on their tours, and getting them to record with me in my studio in London.
Most of the new album. Now, pronounce the title for me so I'm saying it right.
Avonmore.
Avonmore. What's the genesis of the title? I know there's a posh hotel.
It's very simple. It's a location. It's where my studio is in London.
Ah, there we go.
And Yeah, that's the general headquarters. Yeah.
You always have been one of the great interpreters of song, and you picked two very inspired covers on this one. You do Stephen Sondheim's "Sendin' the Clowns," and you worked with Todd Terje on a remake of "Johnny and Mary" from Robert Palmer, and that is an inspired cover in itself. How did you decide upon those particular two? I know with one was you were working with Todd, but with the Sondheim track.
The Sondheim track, well, I've always liked songs from musicals, and some of the best known songs, you know, people like Cole Porter wrote their songs for musicals, you know, and Sondheim's song is beautiful. I think it has a very kind of mysterious lyric for me, and it has a haunting quality, which also Johnny and Mary has as well. They're both songs that I've instantly liked when I heard them many years ago, and sometimes you think, oh, one day I'd like to try and sing that song, and both of them found a way onto this album in the end, although, as you say, it's predominantly an album of my new songs, but I thought it would be good to add these two covers, which add a different kind of dimension to it. The one with Todd Terje was... That came about because he'd done a couple of mixes for me, remixes of old songs, which he did very well. He did "Love Is the Drug" and "Don't Stop the Dance," and he's a friend of my son Isaac, who is part of the of that dance music world. And Todd's a friend of his, who's a very successful artist from Scandinavia, from Norway, and. He came to my studio and we did that version of Johnny and Mary. He's very, very good good artist, Todd Terje. He's got he's a very good, very good keyboard player, good musician.
You were featured in The Great Gatsby motion picture, and your music obviously lent itself, and frankly, you know, your sense of style, I mean, the elegance that you've always projected, that was hand in glove. I mean, I thought that was one of the parts, the most natural parts of that soundtrack, where I went, you know what, Brian Ferry doing music for The Great Gatsby makes sense to me.
Yeah, I've always been a big fan of Scott Fitzgerald, and The Great Gatsby in particular was a book that caught my imagination when I was a teenager, and... yeah, it's a great story. He was a great writer, and when I heard that Baz was interested in us doing some music for the film, I was very pleased with that. Baz Luhrmann, the director, had heard my album, The Jazz Age, that we did.
Right.
He used one of the songs from that, and then he commissioned us to do some more stuff. He came to my studio and kind of told us what he wanted, and. And we did some stuff. It was a very good collaboration, actually. It was very interesting. And although the music plays a small part in the film, it was nice to be a part of it.
You have been active playing the big festivals.
This year we did Coachella and we did Glastonbury as well in England. And they were both really good to do. These festivals are very well organized nowadays. And it's sometimes it's a good challenge, you know, to play a festival because it's a younger crowd. Overall, and you're competing, you know, with lots of other bands, I suppose, to try and get them to come in and see your show, you know.
Johnny says he's willing to learn when he decides he's a fool. Johnny says he lives anywhere when he earns the time. Mary combs her hair. Should be used to it. Mary always hedges a bet. She never knows.
I saw you on the Brit Awards last year, and I was so happy to see the standing ovation you received, which really it was indicative of just how influential in the UK and how contemporary you are regarded as one of the great all-time statesmen. How did that feel going out there and receiving that kind of standing ovation during that particular ceremony?
Quite a surprise, really, because I don't normally go to those kind of ceremony things, and I was touched by it, so that was great, you know. I was very pleased, really.
Well, it was something that, as a fan of yours, you know, my wife and I were celebrating, and we were standing, given a standing O at our home.
Good.
So we certainly were caught up in the moment. Now, I have to cajole you, if I may use the term. We know you're doing the Northeast, but you must. Now, you don't have to make a promise, because I know you're a man of integrity. You wouldn't promise something you can't keep. But you have to at least tell me you are considering coming out to Los Angeles to perform in the near future, because I personally must see you.
I think we're going to try and come over there in June.
Okay.
Is what I'm hearing. But I'll keep you up to date on that. But definitely next year we'll be in L.A.
Okay. Well, and in the meantime, we're going to celebrate even more the new album, and we'll be playing it here on KCSN. And as always, getting to speak to you and getting to share your music with our audience is a real great thrill for us. So I want to
thank you very much.
I want to thank you for taking some time today, and on with the show. It must go, Brian.
Yeah, fantastic. And hope to see you next year.
You got it. Thanks
fantastic.
Again. It's Brian Ferry live on 88.5 KCSN.